everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to our everyday life. So join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now, here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
It's time to let the light in, let the light in.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Kevin and Cher this week, and I'm enjoying it. It's good to have you here with us.
It always is fun to come.
Pastor Kevin and friends. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's always fun to come and talk to everybody about the Word and get into the Word. And it just worked out well this week. I was able to come and we could knock this out. I think it's good to do it every single day when it's a longer story like this.
So absolutely, this it's been really good. Everybody,
we've been getting down into
talking
the
about the story of Jehoshaphat.
And, right.
You know, our overall theme has been just examples of winning battles through prayer and worship.
Right.
And we talked about Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles. Chapter 20, verse 1 through 30, and how he defeated the armies of Moab and Ammon. And all these armies rose up against the nation of
Judah. Right.
And he basically could have panicked. He could have freaked out. He could have been angry at God, saying, what's going on here? But we saw a king humble himself before all of the people, call a fast, bring everybody to prayer, and then God tells them what to do. He says, send the worship. You know, go before the armies, and God totally turns this thing around and annihilated them by having them all kill each other.
Right.
And it was just...
Yeah, I mean, it's a great story.
You can't make this stuff up.
You can, and
this is Bible 101.
It really is.
God doing amazing miracle stuff, as always.
And he does that today, you know. If we're willing and we trust him and we respond the same ways, the same as he is today, yesterday, and tomorrow.
Sure.
So,
well, I loved yesterday that we talked about relationship before crisis happens. And I thought that was a really key point. If you didn't get to catch that, you need to go back and do that. But what are we going to talk about today?
Yeah. You know what I was thinking, Kevin? Let's go back and we're going to read verse 6 because I want to point out that the way that Jehoshaphat spoke to the Lord, and we know that he had this really strong relationship because the word seek meant that he went so much to the Lord that it said he wore out the ground, you know. So he knew how to have a relationship with the Lord. It was very strong. He understood him. He went to him, his response to him all the time. But there is a certain way that I want to call out that he prayed to the Lord.
He went to the scriptures.
He went back to the scriptures. It was according to God's own word that he brought it back up before him when he sought him. And remember, we talked about that when he went to him, he didn't just throw this big problem out, tell God how to solve it. They went in prayer and fasting to draw close to God first. And through this prayer, then later he reveals, you know, a little bit like, God, I need your help with this. But
I love that he recited the attributes of God back to him.
To him. So
he's like, you are the God of our fathers, and, you know, you took care of all of our people beforehand. So, let's read it.
I want to read it.
All right, go ahead. Jump in.
I'm excited. I want to read this.
I say to you, read the scriptures.
Okay. They're there. So we're going to read verse 6. So this is his response. I'll back up just a little bit, but he's about to pray now. Jehoshaphat is standing in front of all of Judah. They've gathered together for this prayer and fast, and they're in the temple of the Lord in the courtyard, it says. And this is what he says, and it's all packed full of scripture. Lord, the God of our ancestors, are you not the God who is in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. Power and might are in your hand, and no one can withstand you. Our God, did you not drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people, Israel, and give it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? They have lived in it and have built it a sanctuary for your name, saying, if calamity comes upon us, whether the sword of judgment or plague or famine, we will stand in the presence before this temple, in your presence before this temple that bears your name, and we will cry out to you in distress, and you will hear us and save us. That is such a good, this is how we've taught you guys. This is how you pray. You take what the Lord has already told you, how he's told you to handle it, what he says he is and who he is, and he brought it back before him, right? It's just so good.
Well, he's basically, you know, reminding God that you took care of our forefathers. You gave us this land.
Right.
You did all of this.
Exactly.
And now you're going to just let them wipe us out? You're the God of every nation, and you have the ability to to deliver us and save us. And
you are so powerful and mighty that no one can stand against you. You know, why is he telling God all of this? It's not... It's certainly not because God needs to know this information, but it was
encouraging himself in who God is.
He's rehearsing in his own mind and in the minds of the people the greatness of God so that they could trust him, because there's something living in the word that happens when we go to it and we speak it with an understanding of what it means, that it's alive, right? It activates something really powerful.
I think we have the... just as much ability to do that in our own situations and our own circumstances these days as well, Cher.
Absolutely.
Going to the Lord and reminding ourselves, really, more so than God. We want to bring to God's attention who he is in our life, but we're really reminding ourselves who God is, our great healer, Jehovah Rapha.
That's right.
Jehovah Nissi, our banner, Jehovah Rapha, our healer, you know, our Jehovah Jireh, our provider, and remembering the attributes of who God is and reminding him of that in accordance with the word is really
powerful.
A powerful place to stand.
And I love, it reminds me, have you ever been down and out and then you just get on the phone with someone and you start talking about God and I call it preaching yourself happy. You literally just start talking about things and you walk away, you're like, I feel so good.
I'm actually feeling kind of happy. Be right now just talking about this.
It is, but it's this reminder. And so, you know, the next part, verse 7 that we read, you know, he recites God's actions. So he's like, you are the one, you drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel, and you gave it to the descendants of Abraham. Abraham was your friend forever.
I love how he called him his friend.
His friend forever, he called him. You know, he's reminding God of this covenant to hear the prayers of his people. And when they cry to him in their distress, you know, almost a direct quote from the dictation of Solomon's temple in Second Chronicles, you know, they're crying out in this way, but it's all aligned with the word. It's not, you know, whiny bird or whatever.
No,
it's
he's just like, you're so amazing. You do all this stuff. And then he's almost creating a sandwich, you know, in his prayer.
Is this what he did?
Then he mentions the problem and he reminds God, which stems from the fact that Israel had, you know,
obeyed him.
Yeah, by, you know, not wiping out these people who are now invading the land.
So, right.
You know, they are about to drive Israel out, not of their possession, but of God's possession.
Right. So
that's the thing, is that Jehoshaphat is taking the position that it is God's possession. This land is yours.
That's right.
You're the one. You know, I think we could use some of this in America right now.
Absolutely.
That this is one nation under God.
That's right.
That we are a God nation.
That's right.
And I just love this. I love the attitude that he had.
I love the
power that was released through these prayers. And, you know, he finally calls, you know, attention to God's ability to deal with the problem. And you know, he's like, we have no ability to deal with this problem, but you, God, have every ability to deliver us and save us.
So good, you know, that's a great prayer. This is something you want to model because it's saturated with the word of the Lord, with scripture. It focuses on God. It focuses on how he has revealed himself in the word. You know, if we fill our prayers with greatness of our problems, then our faith shrinks. When we fill it, you know, our prayers with the greatness of God and how he's, what he's done, what he said, how he's done things through history, it grows your faith, you know. And so there's this partnering you're doing when you read the word that fires you up, and it's showing God, I'm standing on your word. I'm standing on what you've said, what you've done. You are no respecter of people, God, and what you did for them, you're going to do for me. I have a covenant with you. You know, he delights. God delights when we answer you know, and we call to him this way. It's he loves it. It says to come boldly to the throne, you know. He wants us to come to him. And then he's like, that's right. You know, that is who I am. That is what I do. That is how I move. So.
Yeah, next I want to kind of highlight verse 14.
Okay.
And kind of roll from there.
Should we read it?
Yeah, let's go
ahead. Okay, let's go back to it.
And read that part. I'm just going to read 14 through a little bit. It says, okay. Then the Spirit of the Lord came on Jehaziel,
yes.
Son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of, you know, Mattaniah, you know,
and Levite
descendant. And he stood in the assembly and he said, listen, King Jehoshaphat and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. See, this is your favorite part. This
it is
the prophet.
One of my favorite parts. This
so
is
I wanted
the prophet.
To hit on this. So
okay.
He says, do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's.
Mm-hmm. So good. You know, so now we're leaning in to this prophet who's given this information. They got the direction and the clarity they needed from the Lord, and God did not tell them, pack up your army, sharpen your knives. He literally says, gives them this direction that this is what the Lord says he's going to do. You're going to go into that town and you're going to march in with prayer and worship, and I'm going to confuse the army. They never even going to have to raise a sword. So it's about the faith in God and how that should follow in your prayers. And
yeah, so good.
He prays this powerful prayer. He reminds everybody there, himself and the Lord, of who he is and who he believes he is. And then he says, we've got the situation, Lord, and we know that you're going to handle it. And now the Lord is speaking through a prophet and saying, yes, now this is what I'm saying to do. And there's an obedience and a faith here,
right.
You know. So,
well, prayer will always produce the word of the Lord in your life. You know, as they began to seek the Lord, as they began to pray, then the prophet came forth with the word, the answer from the Lord
right.
in the prayer.
Right. And so, the first thing he said was, you know, don't fear. He assured
right.
them that God would undertake for them in this battle, that without even fighting at all, you know, that must have been just, you know, when they heard this word, it says that they all fell down and worshiped and they stood up and then they began to sing loud praises. So there must have been this tension, I imagine, like I can feel myself there almost, that there's this tension
right.
and they're there and they're crying out that they love the Lord and that they trust him. And then he reads this powerful scripture that's like, you're the God above all gods.
Right.
And then they're waiting. And then this prophet gets this word and it says, God says, oh, don't you worry. I've got you. Do not fear. You're going to win this battle and you're not even going to have to fight. I mean, all of a sudden, he's being told by the Lord, he's not even going to lose one person.
Right.
You're going to not even have to fight. And the relief that you can tell is that everyone fell on the ground and
yeah.
worshiped and they stood up and then they begin to praise. So there's prayer
yeah.
and worship.
Yeah.
Praise is when you're rejoicing with the Lord. That's how much they believed that this was a word from the Lord
sure.
because of their heart posture, because they all heard from the Lord. They'd been fasting. So it's so cool to picture this in your mind of that feeling that they were having and this weight and this heaviness that they were trying to hand this burden over to the Lord and be like, you know, we don't know what you're going to do, but we know that you're a God of good things and a covenant and this and that and this. And no matter what, they said, we will stand with you no matter
sure.
what we do. We love you and we trust you. And all of a sudden he's
right.
like, oh, don't you worry. I got you.
Well, and then you see Jehoshaphat's humility here as well. You know, if he'd have been a proud king, he could have said, wait a minute, I'm the king.
Right.
And he could have called the... You know, I called this prayer meeting, you know, and what is
yeah,
who does this prophet
yeah,
think he
right,
is,
right,
you know,
right.
thinking he can just come up in here with a message from God. God should talk to me. So
wow.
there's always
a
level
point.
Of humility there.
Yeah, that's a
that,
good point.
You know, God has to give the message, you know, to me is really, I've heard that. I've heard people say, you know,
yeah,
oh, I'm the one that knows how to
right.
cast out. You know,
a demon.
Or I'm
right.
the one that knows how
it's
to
me. I
worship
need to do
the
it.
Lord, and
right,
you know, instead
right.
of relying on God,
each other.
I think that this is actually a little plug for the fivefold ministry gifts in the church.
Absolutely. Oh, that makes my heart happy. So, you know, look at you setting that up.
We've got to have the prophets. We've got to have the teachers. We've got to have the evangelists. And I don't know that the church really knows how to empower the ministry gifts, guys out there. We've got to get the evangelists out of the pastor chairs and into the evangelist chairs. We've got to get the prophets speaking the word of the Lord in the church and in the services without being afraid of God saying something that we don't agree with.
You know, there's God is going to have to do a miraculous thing, and it requires educating and knowledge and understanding of all the different ministries, the fivefold, and understanding what the prophet's role is. And there's some healing that needs to happen with the prophets as well. And this is little hints and clues to tell you what my book is going to be about next. But
That's true. I didn't even think about that.
You totally set me up. You're so sweet. But but based on this prophet's word, the people, you know, they get up the next morning and they march out into the battlefield. Just picture this. Okay, hold on. I got a story tell for a minute.
Right.
Okay, let's think of, pick any country. We can pick Russia. Everybody likes to use Russia in this example. Let's picture yourself. You're in your fatigues. You're an army. You know how to fight. And everybody gathers and assembles, and your instructions are not to take your sword, that, my leader of my country has picked these singers. And these singers, like, think of
yeah, right, right.
And these singers.
We're going to the battlefield. Send the trumpets.
We're going to go to Russia. We're on our way to, because Russia's on their way, and China. Let's say it's Russia, China, and I don't know, pick another one.
Right.
And we're on our way. Like, these countries are coming after us. And the Lord says, all right, listen up here. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to hire this choir of singers. And they're going to sing praises, because this is what the Lord
says. Sounds so ridiculous when you put it that way.
Yeah, and then we're going to go into battle all the way to the front lines. Think about the faith that would take and the faith in your leader.
I don't know that I'd want to be that drummer.
I mean, this is such a faith scripture and a faith story, and it should encourage you that there—
When the word of the Lord comes, you got to obey it.
There isn't anything that God can't handle. When you handle it and give it to Him, then He can do it the way that it needs to be done that glorifies Him. And because Jehoshaphat did it this way, he was able to glorify God in such a more miraculous way than we could have ever, according to Ephesians 3:20, imaginably more than we could have hoped for.
Well, when the promise was given and the answer came on what to do, it's one thing to believe, and yes, that's the Lord, but it's another thing to actually act on it. And these singers were staking their lives on the truthfulness from the word of the Lord.
And, which is harder or funnier to me, like being a militant military guy and your leader goes, do what? We're not going to – what do you mean I'm not going to use my gun? What about my – or they don't have guns. They have swords. What do you mean I'm not going to use my sword?
Yeah.
What do you mean you're hiring singers?
Right.
Like, this tells you something even more, that the government or the political realm was attached to the Lord. Hello. Because that army trusted the Lord enough and trusted Jehoshaphat enough to where they trusted what the prophet said.
Yeah.
Wow, I mean,
Jehaziel the prophet.
You know, and it's just such a cool story, you know. And so, what a crazy mission they go out, you know. And
crazy mission
it is. And Jehoshaphat encourages the people, and he tells them, "Put your trust in the Lord, and you will be established." And you know, I picture like the Mel Gibson scene from Braveheart, he's
freedom.
Trust in the Lord, and you will be established. Put your trust in His prophets,
yelling it at the battle line as he's riding the horses.
And you know,
I mean, we've been given the same charge though from Scripture in our lives.
Absolutely.
Here. You know, the Bible says, "Trust the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He'll direct your path." And got to get to a place where when the word of the Lord comes to us and God gives us the answer, we're going to have to trust that God knows what he's doing,
everybody. No matter what. You know, sometimes our outcomes are not what we're saying here. It looks different. And when you have the faith and trust in the Lord, you trust in what his word says, what he promised, and what he tells you you're going to do. And you let him map out. We always decide, right, Kevin? Like sometimes, well, not always. I'm not saying that. I'm not confessing that. But there are times where we decide what we think the outcome should be.
Right.
That would be the best outcome.
And we work with our own reasoning to try to figure that
out.
And
then when it's not working out the way that you think, oh, you know.
Maybe I should go ask God now.
Or you're like, God, I prayed God,
God's
and this
not
is
in
this is what this can't be God, and then
right.
you find out later,
yes.
wow, if it would have went that way, then all of these other things wouldn't have happened to glorify God,
right?
You know, it so had good. To be this way, and wow, what a you know. So this is another layer that we want to close today with is about obedience, and
sure.
so you know it.
Well, it's
a
one
picture
thing. Of salvation, really, is
well,
what it is.
I wanted to go back to this. It's like
it's
one thing to believe, but to have to act on it,
right,
you know, to
right.
have to actually grab these singers and put them in front of the line,
yeah, right.
and them all be united. I mean, listen up. Like we're a
right.
church that is not in a united place right now. Amongst the churches too, and so we've got to learn that this is how they defeated things is
yeah.
is through gathering, assembling, and standing in agreement with one another, and deciding to go all in for the Lord all together, regardless if it was the prophet or this person or that person. Everyone joined together, and they decided at that moment we're going to go all in and we're going to be obedient to the Lord.
Sure.
And there was great reward for their obedience. Great reward.
Yeah, I mean, the battle belongs to the Lord. So we got to fight the battle the way the Lord tells us to fight the battle. Because in the natural, we could be defeated by simply relying on our own reasoning, looking in our own ways to try to figure it out. But God already knows how to obtain the victory in your life, guys.
That's right.
So we want to encourage each and every one of you to trust the Lord in all that it is that you're facing today.
That's right.
He will get you through this and give you the victory.
That's
right. We're
going
to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to talk a little more about it.
Right. Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry, Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net. All right, we're back from the break. Want to just thank everybody for being here with us today on the program. Cher, this has been an amazing week, talking about Jehoshaphat and all of these amazing attributes of this portion of Scripture. To me, the deliverance that we see here in this story is really, it's a picture of salvation.
It is. It is.
You know, it's a picture that, you know, God is ready to rescue us. He is looking for us to turn to Him, you know, with the main topic of our prayer, which is winning the battle through prayer and worship. They sent, God's response was, pray and worship me. Send the people into the battlefield, the singers and the worshipers, and I will deliver you. I'll be the one.
In salvation, we cannot do anything. God does it all. And if you go back to 17, this is what they said. You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your position, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord will give you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's so good. He's like, let me be God. I'm so much better at this than you are. God's like, let me handle this for you.
So what it's basically saying is that we should join Jehoshaphat in rejecting all of our own self-confidence, all of our own acknowledgments.
Humble
and he said
ourselves.
This, God, we are powerless. If we can realize that we are powerless, but God is all capable.
Right.
You know, and that when we don't know what to do, but Lord, he said, our eyes are on you.
I
think that is the key, Cher.
Right.
Right there.
And that was close to what he said, you know, towards the end, I think, of that word. He said, our eyes are on you. It's like, turn away from staring so much at the circumstance in front of you or the situation that you're dealing with or whatever you have. And turn, that's what they did. They turned away from freaking out and panicking and just went into their sweet spot with the Lord where the peace is. And they were like, okay, you know, we're going to worship. And I'm not saying there might have been tension, but they had to make an intentional choice and decision through understanding the salvation and who the Lord was to say, we're just going to stand and put our eyes on you. And sometimes that's all you have left to do, is that you're at a point where you just have to keep your eyes on the Lord. You have no other choice. You choose to just keep your eyes on the Lord.
Yeah, that's so good, guys.
It's so important.
We are praying that each and every one of you in every situation and circumstance that you're facing in your life today will put your eyes on Jesus, not on your situation.
That's right.
And watch Him deliver you and bring the victory into your life.
Yes,
we
love you
guys. Have a great day, guys.
Bye.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.